I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. With this spate of warm weather, plants are popping out of the ground, and so are the insects. If you've been planting cool season transplants of broccoli, cabbage, and kale, or seeding radishes, you might have noticed some little black beetles hanging around causing damage. These are most likely flea beetles. Flea beetles got their name from their behavior. This hard-shelled insect hops when disturbed. Flea beetle adults overwinter in plant debris and wooded areas close to your garden. In early spring, the adults emerge to lay eggs in the soil or around plants. The eggs hatch and eventually pupate, forming new adults that emerge just as our gardens are being planted. Not only will flea beetles attack crucifer crops such as broccoli, radish, and turnip, they love eggplant, peppers, spinach, and melons too. Their feeding causes shotgun-like holes in the leaves and, if severe, can stunt or kill young seedlings. To control flea beetles, weed the garden well in spring to remove overwintering sites, hang yellow sticky cards out now to monitor their activity, and if you find more than a few flea beetles on each plant, take action. Plant radishes as a trap crop, luring flea beetles away from other plants. Cover seedling beds with a floating row cover to prevent damage. Dust with kaolin clay or talcum powder to thwart the beetles. They don't like those dusty leaves. Once your seedlings have five or more true leaves, they usually can outgrow any damage. And now for this week's tip. If you want to grow potatoes but don't have room, try this technique. Purchase grow bags made from polypropylene material or 5-gallon plastic buckets with holes in the bottom. Place 4 seed potatoes in the container on top of a few inches of potting soil. Add more potting soil mixed with compost and some organic fertilizer as the potatoes grow, covering the shoots until you fill the container. Keep well watered, and by summer, you'll have spuds to harvest. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual annual vines. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.